It's Chicon Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a partly sunny, breezy day today, 65 to 70. There is an elevated risk for fire, according to the National Weather Service. We'll check Pat's forecast in full detail coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you, a Winston man has been arrayed in a bank heist. Brian Barras, a Winston man accused of robbing the Sharon branch of Salisbury Bank and Trust Company last summer, didn't expect a language barrier would be determined in an effort to steal. An investigation based on surveillance footage later determined Barras fled in a Toyota Camry that had been parked near Sharon City School with a getaway driver behind the wheel. But when that same man showed up at the National Iron Bank in Cornwall Bridge August 6, a teller recognized him from published photos as the man who fled in Sharon. Police said she also recognized Barras as a previous neighbor in Canaan. Police caught up with Barras within days and charged him with the Cornwall Bridge robbery, already held on a $300,000 bond. He was arrested by warrant this week on charges of robbery and larceny for the Sharon heist. DNA evidence lifted from the pen he had used matched, police allege. His bond was boosted by another $100,000 when he was arraigned in Torrington Superior Court. The story is in today's Republican American. Kent has opted to keep its tax rate flat in a budget proposal. The Board of Finance agreed that it's not the year for taxes to go up, even though the proposed 2022-23 budget presents a 3.8% increase in spending over the current fiscal year. Member Fran Goodsell said she didn't want to see taxes increase this year. At the beginning of the board's discussion, the proposal was for the tax rate to rise by 18.57% to 19.44 mils, a 4.6% jump. Instead, members agreed to use $527,000 from the town's undesignated fund or surplus to negate a tax increase. The school board chairman in Kent emailed the finance board to report that his board had cut the budget by $80,000, including reducing the reading inventories to a 0.2 position, saving $54,000 and $13,000 trim in the Region 1 expenditures based on next year's enrollment. The local school budget now stands at $4,769,000. The total education budget with Region 1 costs $7.2 million. That represents a 1.7% increase. Residents will have the opportunity to comment on the proposed budget and five-year capital plan at a hearing May 6th at 7 p.m. The town meeting is scheduled for May 20th at 7 p.m. Well, new area code for certain areas of New York is 329. It joins 845. Beginning the third quarter of next year, residents of what would otherwise be known as 845 area code region looking for new phone service or additional lines will likely be given a 329 area code instead. That change was necessary following an evaluation that showed the region is running out of 845 numbers, with the third quarter of next year as a likely time of exhaustion. The Public Service Commission last week announced it has approved North American Number Plan Administrator's proposal to create what is known as an overlay district, in which a second area code will be made available with an existing three-digit numbers region. The commission announced 329 as the new number that will be given when the 845 numbers are exhausted. Hudson Valley counties are getting $1 million from the Attorney General's opioid settlements. The Mid-Hudson region is receiving more than $16 million through New York settlements with opioid manufacturers and distributors. More than a third of that total will go to Westchester County, including more than $380,000 specifically to Yonkers. Attorney General Attila James of New York announced her office has begun the process of distributing funds, part of the $1.5 billion secured so far in the opioid legislation, and more is expected for the region. Hudson Valley eventually will receive a total of more than $95 million in the coming years. All 62 New York counties and the state's five largest cities will receive a share of that money. A Great Barrington company that teaches day trading techniques has to pay $3 million for bogus claims. A Railroad Street company has agreed to pay $3 million to refund customers who the Federal Trade Commission alleged were defrauded by the firm's misleading advertising. In the civil complaint filed Monday in U.S. District Court in Springfield, the FTC alleges Warrior Trading founder and CEO Ross Cameron used claims of profit to convince people to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars for a trading approach that did not benefit them. Quote, Warrior Trading is paying a heavy price for misleading consumers with bogus money-making claims, end quote. That from the director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. In a statement, he said, quote, the FTC will continue its crackdown on false earnings claims and phony opportunities. Taking a look at some things going on in and around our tri-state region, Today is Earth Day. Going on today in Cornwall, there's an Earth Day panel, local efforts to combat climate change via Zoom. That's at 4 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 p.m., the budget public hearing, and then at 7:30, the Board of Finance budget hearing goes on at the school as well. Also, a reminder that is going on this weekend, and that is a concert, which is a fundraiser for the Ukraine. Public concerts to benefit the Ukraine will be held Sunday at the Lakeville United Methodist Church at 3 p.m., and then May 1st, Sunday, at the First United Methodist Church of Torrington at 6 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to the cause. Mail-in donations will also be accepted, so it's a free will offering for those concerts. For more information, 860-459-9006 or 860-618-2233 or 860-496-1289. Current COVID guidelines, masking is optional by choice and comfort. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They've got dinner specials, a tapas menu. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,792.76, the NASDAQ at 13,174.65, and the S&P 500 at 4,393.66. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.